Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says the culverts running under Front Street and Clinkett Park are old and failing. The metal is getting rusty and holes are starting to form.
Some of that is due to the root structure from the trees and stuff sticking through. We ran a camera down there and you can see roots poking through the culvert.
One failing culvert runs from a storm drain near the top of the northern stairs entering Clinkett Park to the newly installed catch basin in the harbor parking lot. On the west side of Front Street, the catch basin that ties the culverts together is failing as well. The culverts are now undermining stability beneath the asphalt, causing a sinkhole to form. They will need to be replaced. Ryan says the borough closed a portion of the road after a recent heavy rain.
Our concern is, we don't know, but we're concerned that there's material missing under the main roadbed, and we just don't want a vehicle to go across and then fall into the culvert. And this culvert's failed to the degree that, you know, it's just pulling material all the time out of there, and every time we dig it up to monitor it, we do more damage to the culvert, and so we don't want to do that either.
The culvert replacement project will require demolition of the stairs accessing Clinkett Park and removal of part of the asphalt and sidewalk on Front Street. At a borough assembly meeting last week, Southeast Road Builders was contracted to carry out the job. It was the only company to put in a bid for the contract. The borough agreed to pay up to $162,000 for the project. According to the contract, the culverts and catch basins will need to be replaced by October 31st. Ryan says afterwards, a gravel passage will be used for the road and sidewalk. In the spring, the crew will return to pave the road, replace the sidewalk, and rebuild the stairs to Clinkett Park. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.